My utmost for his highest. March the 14th. Obedience. His servants ye are, to whom ye obey. Romans 6:16. The first thing to do in examining the power that dominates me is to take hold of the unwelcome fact that I am responsible for being thus dominated. If I am a slave to myself, I am to blame, because at a point a way back I yielded to myself. Likewise, if I obey God, I do so because I have yielded myself to him. Yield in childhood to selfishness, and you will find it the most enchaining tyranny on earth. There is no power in the human soul of itself to break the bondage of a disposition formed by yielding. Yield for 1 second to anything in the nature of lust, and remember what lust is. I must have it at once, whether it be a lust of the flesh or a lust of the mind. Yield once, and though you may hate yourself for having yielded, you are a bond slave to that thing. There is no release in human power at all, but only in the redemption. You must yield yourself in utter humiliation to the one who can break the dominating power, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath anointed me to preach deliverance to all captives. You find this out in the most ridiculously small ways.
Oh, I can give that habit up when I like.
You cannot. You will find that the habit absolutely dominates you because you yielded to it willingly. It's easy to sing, "He will break every fetter," and at the same time be living a life of obvious slavery to yourself. Yielding to Jesus will break every form of slavery in any human life.